Support for this podcast comes from the UTSA Institute of Texan Cultures. For more than 50 years, the museum has told stories of Texas history and heritage from diverse cultures that define the state's unique character. Details at texancultures.com.
Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio's tourist economy is more than just the Riverwalk and the Alamo, but we also have zoos, aquariums, amusement parks. A lot's going on in San Antonio that bring people to the city. And how are we doing in bringing these facilities back online, keeping the guests safe and the employees safe simultaneously? Are you ready to go back to the amusement parks and the zoo and all these other places that we have in San Antonio? How important are they to you? What kind of investments do we need to make sure these things are sustainable during this downtime? The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. You can email us at thesource@tpr.org and tweet at us at TPRSource. We're joined by Tim Morrow. He is the CEO of the San Antonio Zoo. And Tim, welcome back to The Source.
Thanks for having me again.
Jamie Schenck is with us, a husbandry director at the San Antonio Aquarium. Jamie?
Thank you for having me.
Great for being here. And Byron Surrett is with us, park president for SeaWorld San Antonio. Byron, good to have you.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
So Tim Morrow at the San Antonio Zoo, you have done some inventive things, drive-by zoo viewing and things. How are things right now?
We've started to return to normalcy. We did the drive-through zoo through the month of May, and that was very successful for us. And then when the governor gave us the go-ahead to open at 25%, we began that process on last Friday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we opened for members at limited capacity. And starting Monday, 2 days ago, we've been open for general public as well.
And so right now, Tim, are you full? The gates are open. People can come in.
Gates are open. We're operating at 25% capacity, which for the zoo is, you know, pretty much a normal operating day during the summer for us. You know, we're a big facility. We're doing time tickets. So people right now, when they purchase a ticket to come to the zoo, or if they're a member, they reserve a time to come in, which helps us spread the crowd at the front gate. Really what happens at zoos and theme parks is you see a big crowd rush in the morning as people arrive at the beginning. So we've really worked to spread that traffic out. And then we're doing what a lot of businesses in town are doing. Our employees are required to wear masks. We're strongly recommending our visitors wear masks. We're, you know, coaching and helping with social spacing, with markings on the ground and signage reminders, a lot of increased cleaning. And some of our smaller buildings we've closed, just the challenge of managing some of those smaller spaces at the 25% capacity doesn't make it viable to operate right now.
And Jamie Schenck at the San Antonio Aquarium, tell us about your operations.
So we have been open for over a week now, and we are operating at 25% capacity. However, we are not doing reservations or time tickets. It is a first-come, first-serve, but we are managing lines. Lines have not been an issue for us. Now, we do count guests as they go in and out, so we maintain that 25% occupancy, and we're not allowing any more than 30 people per room as they proceed throughout the aquarium. We are strongly encouraging guests to wear masks as well as our staff, and we do have signage throughout the building to encourage social distancing as well as markers, so we have one flow traffic. And now one big, huge change for us, we are known for our interactive exhibits, and those are all temporarily closed. Our hand-feeding encounters, our aviaries, our ball pit, our arcade, our jump house, those are all closed. And so what we are doing for guests is as they come through, with every admissions, we are giving out admit once so that they can come back and enjoy the experience on us when we are able to do those animal encounters. Now, we have eliminated as many touch surfaces as possible, such as your water fountains. We still have restrooms available. Our concessions area is still open, but we no longer have any self-serve options. We have staff in place to meet those needs. Of course, increased sanitization throughout the entire building, hand sanitizers around every corner. Staff are scheduled so that they themselves can maintain social distancing. So for the most part, we're having 1 to 2 staff members per back room, so they are able to be safe as well.
Byron Surrett, park president for SeaWorld San Antonio, reopening on June 6th, correct?
That's correct.
How does that look?
Looks good. I mean, we're ready. You know, much like the aquarium and the zoo, we have a lot of sanitation processes in place. And I'll kind of throw it in a couple of buckets. We are on a reservation system also. So the guests will be able to go online starting Friday, and they will be able to make a reservation. So we have X amount for pass holders, X amount for single-day tickets, and then we have a walk-up bucket also that we'll have available. Like both of the other attractions, we are limiting at 25% right now, so we will have some capacity. And as we fill up, we'll have to manage our gate in terms of people coming into the lot. But as guests come in, we will have a tent set up, an air-conditioned 100-by-40 tent that we will be doing temperature checks for the guests that come in. We do that for ambassadors also as they come into work every day. We do require our ambassadors to wear masks. We will also be requiring our guests to wear a mask. If they don't have one, we will have one that's available to them. And then as they come through, bag check and metal detection, we'll have it by groups. So we're trying to limit the amount of guests that are going through there. We also will have lots of signage on the ground stressing social distancing. And as they go through our bag check area, they'll also go to a reservation, non-reservation area. We can scan their ticket and send them on into the water park as it opens. As you go into the water park, you'll see a lot of signage. There'll be distance on the ground, one-way traffic in certain areas. If you're going into an attraction such as the wave pool, it'll be one way in, one way out, and we have clickers or counters, and we will be limiting the amount of guests that can go in based on the square footage and essentially a 6-foot radius around them. So we've done that for all of our flat water attractions, which will be the wave pool and our resort pools. All of the rides will have lines and signs on the tower that'll be 8 feet apart, essentially distancing themselves. Now, in the water, masks are prohibited just because it's a safety issue. But as guests are walking around the park in culinary areas and merchandise areas, we are asking that they wear a mask until they sit down and start eating. We will have some relaxation areas, and those relaxation areas will essentially be our beaches where the chairs will be spaced out 6 foot apart, and they will be able to take their mask off there and, you know, kind of take a breather. As you know, it gets pretty hot in Texas, and it's kind of difficult sometimes. So this will allow them to be able to kind of take it easy, take their mask off, and relax. But, you know, we've taken lots of precautions. We do have multiple sanitation stations set up in the park. In the water park alone, there's about 45 with 1-gallon containers, as well as small ones that will be on the backs of the ticket booth and other areas. We do have a staff every hour that will be walking around the park, and they'll be wiping handrails, tables, doors with sanitary wipes, as well as we are staffing the restrooms, making sure that every time somebody comes out, we're wiping counters, wiping doors. And in the restaurants themselves, every time somebody gets up, they will be wiping tables down. We are distancing on the tables as well, so they won't be sitting next to each other. So we're going through quite a bit of training for our ambassadors to make sure that they'll be able to handle the guests coming in a safe fashion.
All right. So Byron Surrett, park president for SeaWorld San Antonio. I've got some more questions for you and for other and our guest. Our lines are open. So callers, call in. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. How San Antonio's zoos, aquariums, theme parks, how they're opening up right now in COVID-19. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about reopening San Antonio and our tourist economy. A big part of that is our zoo, and our aquarium, our theme parks, and getting people through those gates, turning those turnstiles, selling those tickets, and having people walk away with a positive experience about San Antonio and getting those jobs humming. Many people depend on those jobs. If you're one of them, how have you been doing during the downturn because of the response to COVID-19? 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And Michael is on the phones. Michael, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. Great conversation. Just had a quick comment. The one thing that I personally struggle with is, with all deference to the businesses and things that are trying to make a go in these difficult circumstances, is basically I'm not hearing a bunch of medical experts coming out telling me anything is really different from 2 or 3 months ago. We still seem to have plenty of cases. So for me, I'm caught between how do I support, local businesses. You know, there's certain things I have to do, like grocery shop and things, and I try and do my best to wear a mask and things like that. But I don't know, is it fair for me to go watch a movie and put people at risk just so that I'm able to watch a movie? You know, I haven't been able to bring myself to that point. I know the movie theater needs to stay in business.
Okay, Michael, thank you
for that out there. Yes, sir.
Michael, thank you for bringing that up. Let's go back to Byron Surratt, park president at SeaWorld San Antonio. What do you think your guest should be thinking about? How they should weigh things out?
In terms of coming to the park, you mean?
Yeah, like, I'm going to the park. I want to go to SeaWorld. I want to have a good time. I want to show my family a good time. But there's this COVID thing happening. They have to at least recognize the fact that that's out there, and they have to make an educated, informed decision about what you're doing in order to limit the risk and engage that.
Yeah, I think what they're going to find is when they get here, we are actually probably going a little bit over what a lot of other people are doing, which is why when they get here, they're going to immediately see the temperature check area. And as they're going through this air-conditioned tent to make sure that they don't have a fever, they're going to go through. And if there's somebody that does have a problem, we'll have a little waiting room outside. It's another air-conditioned 20-by-20 tent. And they'll have medical personnel in there. And if there is an issue, we will ask the guests to come back another day. Everyone, all of our ambassadors, will have masks on. We will have, again, sanitation stations everywhere they go. And they're going to see signage all over the ground. They're going to see us making a really, really great attempt at creating this safe environment that they can come to. And they're going to see right away that with the amount of guests we're limiting the park to at a 25% capacity, that it's a very comfortable environment. It's one that they're going to be able to sit, and they're going to be, I'll call it, more remote in a six foot area around them. And then again, in the park itself, when they're on the ride, they'll be grouped by family, and everybody else will be 8 foot apart to them on the stairwell. And then you're also going in a water park where chlorine and bromine essentially, they kill any bacteria that's in there. So that will also be a non-issue to them. And, it's going to be a very comfortable day for the guests. And I think that it's one that they're going to be able to relax, and it's going to be a great family atmosphere, and they'll have a lot of fun when they come.
And Tim Morrow at the San Antonio Zoo, have you been working with the city with their COVID-19 economic response team?
Yeah, we worked through the state with their strike force team, and have really been leaning on the medical experts at the state level, and then both medical experts at the local level. And we sit at San Antonio Zoo, we sit on a lease on city property report through the Parks Department, which Dr. Bridger, who is over Parks and Rec, is also over Health and Human Services. So we have some great access to information, and we run all of our plans through that group as well before we opened, and made sure everybody was comfortable with our procedures. And like Byron was saying, I think people are going to feel really safe. And what we've seen since we've been open Friday, to answer the caller's question, is we've seen people really be responsible about how they're spacing, about how they're interacting. I mean, there's a personal responsibility about coming out during these times for yourself, and there's also really a social responsibility to care for others and make sure that others aren't being impacted if you are impacted. So, but what we have seen is the people that are coming are really understanding of what they need to be doing and why we're asking them to do the things we're asking them to do. So that's been a positive what we've seen coming out of this.
And Jamie Shank at San Antonio Aquarium, at the you have live animals, these fish and things that are there. They have to eat, and you just can't just put give them a furlough, right? These are creatures that have had to be maintained even throughout the harshest times and the shutdown of COVID-19. How has that worked?
So we, throughout this entire time, we prioritize, and that is they need to eat by all means. It has been difficult, especially with all the shortages in the very beginning. However, things are starting to level out across, and not having to send 5-6 employees out to different HEBs or markets to get the food that we need.
Like, what would they buy? What would you send them out for? What was the shopping list?
So our lemurs especially eat a lot of fruit, vegetables. We have gators that will eat chicken. So the food bill is not cheap by any means. And so a lot of it is produce. And, you know, produce doesn't keep very long. So once we use it, it's constantly replenishing that. And the animals in general, we noticed without the foot traffic or at one point in time, we had to maintain and have, you know, around 10 people in the building. They could definitely tell the difference. And as soon as we had more foot traffic, they became more active. You could tell they were a bit more cheerful. They actually wanted to eat more food. So it was, we could definitely see the difference in the behaviors of several of our animals, especially the ones that are more social. The fish themselves, I do not think the fish really could tell the difference personally, and the sloths were just fine with all the social distancing going on.
Yeah, sloths are good like that. Tim Morrow, with your, you know, your animals, they got to eat too. How did y'all manage that?
Right. Yeah. Really, all three of us. SeaWorld has a very large animal collection as well at their facility, and so, you know, unlike other theme parks that could just close down and kind of go home, we have to stay and maintain the animals. And so the zoo weekly cost is between $300,000 and $500,000 a week just to maintain the animals in the facility. So you can imagine what 10 weeks closed has done that to us with no income. And we're a nonprofit at San Antonio Zoo. So, you know, back to that, the caller's question, one of the ways people can help the zoo is to donate to us at sazoo.org. We have a recovery fund set up. But then when they're ready to come out, I think if we can really get San Antonians, I think during this closure, there's been built a new appreciation of the local attractions and cultural institutions that we have in San Antonio, because people have been, you know, you kind of take it for granted when you live in that town, but now people haven't been able to visit those for almost 3 months. And there's also a renewed visit, a renewed spirit of appreciation for visitors, I think. And so we know when we launched Drive Through Zoo, our employees were beyond excited to see guests coming through and be able to talk to them and thank them for coming and supporting us. And the guests were thanking us for giving them something to do and being open in a safe way. So lots happening, but all three facilities that you have on the phone have big bills for food and care of animals at their locations and have been, you know, basically without any income for months. So when the community is ready to come out and support these attractions and institutions, it's going to be greatly appreciated, especially from San Antonians, which is going to be the first wave of people that visit our facilities until people start traveling again.
And so Byron Surrett at SeaWorld, you had a lot of big mouths to feed there at SeaWorld. If you're at 25% capacity, does the math work for you?
Well, we're currently going to open the water park. So, yeah, we're actually going to be fine. And we look forward to being able to open the big park itself, and hopefully the governor will announce something today. But yeah, we're able to open and operate, and we're going to do great.
And so when you say you're going to open the big park, that's where we see many of the shows that y'all put on?
Yeah, so that's the SeaWorld park itself. Aquatica, our water park, will open this Saturday. And when the large park opens, that will be all the shows, the attractions, and all of our rides as well. So we're looking forward to having our guests be able to enjoy both parks as soon as next week.
Tim Morrow, do you have tours at guided tours at the zoo?
Have tours, but right now, as Jamie was mentioning, for the aquarium, a lot of our interaction programs are closed until we know more about the virus and the possibility of spread between animals and people in closed tour areas. We saw probably back in April, the Bronx Zoo had a couple of tigers that were COVID positive from us that got that from an employee. So another reason our employees have been wearing masks from the very beginning was to kind of limit that transmission from people to animals. So right now that's closed. We do offer some tours. There's a lot of ways people can go online and right now we're doing a lot of virtual happenings. So we really cranked up our social media during this crisis and have really had to become creative with how we reach out to the community while we couldn't let them in the doors. And so some of the things that people can do now is virtual field trips. You can invite the zoo to your zoo animals to your Zoom meetings or your WebEx meetings, and an animal will appear for the first 10 minutes and a little lesson about the animal and things like that.
So like what kind of animal?
Fun things. Like our hippo, Timothy the hippo can come to your Zoom meeting. Giraffes can come to your Zoom meeting. A whole bunch of different animals can kind of be there on your screen. And it's just really fun for companies and businesses that are doing these online meetings to have something kind of break up the monotony of the online meeting that we've been all getting used to for the last couple of months. So
it's interesting how inventive and adaptive y'all have been to deal with this unprecedented challenge to your operations. And I think that's certainly encouraging. And we'll see what happens moving forward. Tim Morrow, CEO of the San Antonio Zoo, Jamie Shank with San Antonio Aquarium, Byron Surratt at the park president at SeaWorld San Antonio. Thank you all. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies, produced by Kim Johnson and Dallas Williams, with production assistance provided by me, Ruben Garcia. Dan Katz is TPR's news director. Support for The Source comes from contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.